AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A prison guard under arrest and going to court today in connection with the escape of two convicted killers in upstate New York. Authorities allege that in the days before the escape, guard Gene Palmer delivered hamburger meat to the inmates that had tools hidden in it. Though his lawyer says he didn't know there were hacksaw blades and a chisel hidden inside the meat. Andrew Brockway is Gene Palmer's attorney.
He did pass the hamburger meat. He shouldn't have done it. He's apologized for it. We look forward to his day in court.
He's charged with promoting prison contraband. The DA says another prison worker, Joyce Mitchell, admits that she put the tools in the meat. She's charged with helping the men escape. Why did Boston bomber Johar Tsarnaev apologize in court yesterday? Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani drills down on that question and survivors' reactions to his apology.
It was the first time they'd heard from Johar Tsarnaev, who said he's sorry for the lives he took and the suffering he caused. Survivor Lynn Julian wishes he hadn't.
What he said showed no remorse.
But fellow survivor Henry Borgard says he's happy Tsarnaev stood up.
I have forgiven him.
Whether sincere or not, New York Law School professor Robert Blecker says Tsarnaev left a final impression.
Of this apologetic, softened human being.
Which could help if a future president looks at commuting his sentence. I'm Sagar Magani.
The judge sentenced him to death. It could be decades for his appeal to go through the courts. The funerals begin today for the 9 black church members shot dead a week ago in Charleston, South Carolina. Last night, Bible study resumed in the same room where a white gunman opened fire, say police, in what's being investigated as a hate crime. This is AP Radio News. The pastor of the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, was among those killed last week in the shooting. Clemente Pinckney was also a state senator, and yesterday his body rested in honor in the State House Rotunda. Bambi Gaddis was among the members of the public who went to pay their respects.
Look at the line. You see black, white, and other. You see young, you see old. And, you know, people outside of South Carolina, you know, all they see is the segregation of things, but what you see in these lines really reflects who we are.
President Obama will deliver the eulogy at Clemente Pinckney's funeral tomorrow. Detroit police say a driver accelerated to more than 70 miles an hour on a residential street while trying to get away from police. They backed off, but they say he struck and killed two children and injured three others and an adult. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.